Welcome back to Show Me What You Got. And introducing the man of many hats, his cool, calm, and collected nature will be sure to endear many. But John Mitchell is all about his business when it comes to running major sports organizations, showing success with AFL-NT, rugby, and swimming, while currently trying to replicate that history with basketball in the Northern Territory. And I tell you what, he's off to a great start. Introducing the new BNT CEO. Hello, John. Welcome. And an official congrats on your new role with BNT Basketball Northern Territory. What has this short experience been like for you?
Well, thank you so much for having me, Diol. Really appreciate it. From the start, I've had nothing but positive reactions from everybody. So it's been absolutely fantastic. We're working with all of the associations, and people are very, very positive about moving basketball forward. So I'm thrilled to be on deck. I've been involved with a number of sports over the years in the Northern Territory, and basketball has obviously produced lots and lots of legends over the years too. So looking forward to creating some more.
Absolutely. Very, very positive reports. I tell you, I'm one of those ones that will give you a lot of positive remarks.
Thank you.
You're welcome, man. I was also going to talk about your background in sports. I mean, you've been involved in other executive roles. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. I've been fortunate over the years to be involved with AFL in commercial operations, and then I went into the Darwin Turf Club again in commercial operations there for a number of Darwin Cup carnivals, and I managed rugby league in the Northern Territory for 5 years, and more recently a couple of years at swimming as their executive officer, and now with basketball in Northern Territory. So, many, many years. But prior to that, I had a career with Australia Post. So I actually worked throughout the Northern Territory and in all of the major centres. And, obviously, being born in the Northern Territory, very patriotic territorial.
Absolutely.
And I love the place. Mm-hmm. And, we've certainly got a very fortunate lifestyle in Darwin.
I don't think anyone else could embody what a true Territorian means other than you. with every word of it, you're a true Territorian. Now, you've been the man about town. What has been the secret to being successful?
I think the main thing is making sure that you tell people exactly how things are.
Absolutely.
You keep it open and honest, and maintain a healthy relationship with people, and always being available for people to talk to, and if people know all of the facts, they tend to accept things the way they are. So I've always managed to get on pretty well with people. I suppose that's been a key, and hopefully being honest with people, and I think that's important too, and accept that other people have got a different opinion and a different idea about things, and you just need to be able to listen.
Yeah, and is it safe to say that Basketball NT is in a good place with yourself? And of course, you just talked about bringing all the associations together, especially with right next door you have Kerry Savage of the DBA working together. What would you say would be the place of the BNT right now?
The Darwin Basketball Association is absolutely fantastic. The way, they've got over 2,000 members.
Yeah.
They've just come off a very successful competition. Mm. They're just about to start their challenge season. They've got a magnificent facility here. The courts here are outstanding. They're putting in air conditioning into the all of the stadium at the rear there. Our players have got very, very good facilities here within this venue. I've just been out to Palmerston, the recreation centre out there, and the Palmerston City Council really look after the Power Club out there, and PABA, the Palmerston and Rural Basketball Association. They're in fine form. They start their competition, a junior competition out there on Saturday. So I'll be out there visiting and looking at that with great interest.
Amazing. So you're not just an office man. You're going to be out and about getting involved with the sport, man.
Oh, well, you have to. And I've got to say, Diola, that's probably where I get most of my satisfaction. It's that grassroots
Amazing.
Sport. When you go out and you see all these kids playing sport, and getting involved, and lots and lots of mums and dads are there supporting their kids. You get a lot of satisfaction out of that.
We thought what you've done and your expertise in multiple sports, what would you want your legacy to be with basketball?
I'd like to think that in a few years' time, when I think about finishing, I'd like to think that people are actually talking to each other. They've improved their relationships with each other, and basketball's moved on. I'd like to think that we could have an NBL team perhaps playing out of the Northern Territory, or even the next level down, Diola.
Yeah.
And I really want to see the Northern Territory Championships back again. And I know that there's the three-on-three has become so popular that we'd like to plan for a Northern Territory Championship in that regard as well. So there's lots and lots of initiatives coming our way from Basketball Australia in terms of the walking basketball.
Yeah.
And, of course, as you're aware, the three-on-three now is an Olympic sport.
Yep.
So there's a lot of good things happening in basketball, and how it's just like basketball's had this resurgence of popularity over the last 4 or 5 years. It's absolutely fantastic.
Absolutely, man. And yeah, we'll definitely be right by your side, pushing the sport as much as we can. Are there any sizzling scoops you have for our listeners today on what's in store for BNT?
We're working very, very closely with Darwin Basketball Association and the Illawarra Hawks, and we're hoping that the government will support our efforts in getting Illawarra Hawks to play up here next year. But we'll continue to work away at getting these high-profile teams into Darwin. We've got the AIB team, the Australian Indigenous Basketball team, coming up here for a couple of games next year. I've been down to Alice Springs. We're looking at improving and developing basketball down there. Obviously, people will be aware that basketball is very, very strong in Alice Springs. We need to improve Tennant Creek and Catherine and those sorts of areas in terms of getting people back into competition basketball. And it's a fantastic social game as well. So, people can play it for fun. And in fun and fitness, and it's just something that people should look at getting back into in terms of their physical exercise.
Absolutely. And what's next for John?
Next for me,
yep.
I'm looking at having a rest at Christmas time, going to Bali for a week or so. And recharge the batteries for a full on year next year. And if we get the opportunity for the Illawarra Hawks, it'll be in February, and that'll be very big. Of course, the following year you've got Arafura Games again. So how good was the Arafura Games?
Oh, fabulous!
We couldn't fit the people in.
Yeah, no, it was packed out.
It was fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the show, John. We'd always love to have you. We will always have you back on the show to get some progress report from time to time. But
good on you, Diola. Thank you very much for your support of basketball, mate. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. But, John, before I let you go real quick, any last words of advice or encouragement for sport lovers to take up the sport?
Just get in and do it. I've played a lot of sport over the years with Aussie rules and rugby league for brothers, and cricket for points. And I've never been any good at them. But you just get out there and enjoy the camaraderie, and you get stuck into some physical exercise. It's just good for you.
Just get into it and get it done.
Yeah.
Wonderful words from John Mitchell, for sure. We're right behind you 100%, man. Just ride along, and we back you up. Whatever you need us, we'll definitely be at your beck and call. Thank you for coming on the program, John.
Good on you, mate. Thanks very much.
Great words from a sports gladiator leaving his mark on sports in the NT. He will definitely be one to follow up on his progress and have him share some more of his words of wisdom. We will be right back to wrap up the show in 5 minutes. Stay with us only on 104.1 Territory FM.